And I took a school, just a one-room school that I went to. School 4 months. But the time was hard, and we couldn't go to school like we should. So my parents would take us out of school, then we had to work on the farm. We go out and we would clean up new grounds. What you call this, clean up a place for new land. Saw down trees, dig up dead stumps. And now and then we didn't know what a car was. We didn't know what airplanes was. We traveled on buggies, wagons to church. We went to church, but we had to go to church. There was some Sunday school church there. We were brought up in Sunday school and church. We had that to do. And we worked on the farm. We tend tobacco, we tend cotton, we tend peanuts, and raised tuberculosis. We raised hogs, we raised cows. But most anything that you had to eat, we didn't, long then we didn't buy, go to the store and buy stuff. We always raised what we ate at home. Unless they wanted something, then we'd take some meat and go sell it and get what they wanted. And Goods, Moors was good and was boys, so we Goods had to work like men folks worked then. And, of course, there weren't no boys there hard. And there were 3-4 boys and 32 children. But you see, my father was married twice. And one, but that's 8 of we children of my mother's. That's 8 of us. And we raised cotton, chopped cotton. Time was hard and all. But the seat, well, the time not as good what it was then, because you couldn't, you just didn't, don't no money. We didn't get no money unless maybe we go and work a day or two for the white man. And then we children didn't get that. Our parents got that. My father got that. Oh, so there's been so much doing in the time that I come along. And tears now, we're back then, because we didn't have the privilege in a way that we have now. Because, you see, we had to walk about 5 miles to school. We walked them 5 miles one, walked them 5 miles coming back. But we had a task for to do a morning. Kind of what we had a task to do when we come from school. But I thought it was hard then. I thought my parents was hard on us. But still, since it happened like it is, I'm glad it was hard on me like that. Because it have helped me a long ways from way back then. And you didn't hear tell of people getting in trouble like you do now, because parents were strict on not only the parents, any grown person. Any grown person was strict, and they did teach you, and after teaching you didn't do what they said, then they'd whoop you. Then go tell the parents. Then you got another whoop. That was 2 in 1. And, I think so, but lots of times, then I think about how my grandmother had told us and my mother told us the way they was brought up, and she could show us the sign on her back then from where she got whooped in slavery time. And so I said, well, that's fair to find, because I'd been in slavery time, I wouldn't have been living now. Mm-mm. I wouldn't have been here. But I don't know. I look sad and I think about it day by day. How my parents, they used to tell us how things was going to happen, you know, and way back then, they would tell us what was going to happen today. But I couldn't see it for long and then, and how they would tell me. You know, how things was. But I look back at it now, and I see most of what they told me is coming true. It's coming true right now.
Thank you.
My father had sat down and told us way back then how it was going to be wars and how people were going to be treated and all that then. There was going to be these rumors and things and people would be against one another, killing one another. Way back then, he told us, and my mother. But you see, I couldn't see it then. I said to myself, well, biggest thing, so they scare us. But I see the same thing they told us then. It's coming right on true. You know, I don't know. I lay down sometime and I think about how my mother used to tell us how things was and how she come along. And how we was going to meet up with these trials and tribulations. And I don't know, that sometimes I just think about it, then I have to shed tears over the thing about it. They could see so far back then, and it hadn't even happened. But now the same thing that they told us is coming out in the past. And I don't know, I just thank them for it. Because, long and then you see, we all, but it's more like that everywhere. You got two pair of shoes. You get one of the year. One pair for Sunday. One pair for every day. When you hold them shoes out, you can get more. Until next year. And we would always my parents, they always try to provide for us the best they could. I think about it and I stayed about it way back then how it was. And I thought the best I'm trying to prepare for. But I see how things is now. I said, well, we were just blessed. We were blessed. Because they were doing the best they can and what they know. Because they didn't know like we know. They had never been to school. And they just have to, long then you see, won't no electric. No electric light. They won't no oil stoves, no gas stoves. That's what my electric do. All we use was an oil lamp, a wood stove, and candles, all like that. And you see, that's been so much different since then. Because long and then, I didn't know what a glass one was like that. We had shutters. What they call shutters, you know. You pull them back in the daytime and close them at night. And they'd have a curtain or something other up there, you know, so the sun wouldn't shine in the house and do so. It's been a lot of different. I ended up.